don't break bad news by yourself. Because you never know when someone is going to go bad crazy all over your ass. It's Breaking Bad News.
Matt Towns, 93.1 Jams. It's Chris in the Morning Rush. Sometimes we're in situations where we just can't do it alone. And, of course, when it comes to breaking some bad news, that's where it's at.
That's right. And we've got Amy calling. Hey, Amy.
Hi.
How are you doing, love?
I'm good. Kind of. I need help with something.
Okay. Well, we appreciate you calling us. So what's going on?
So before like quarantine hit, I have this friend. His name is Ellis. And we're pretty good friends. And when quarantine hit, we decided that we were going to quarantine together. I mean, because we've always been good friends and we've never really been romantically involved. So we said we'd be like each other's quarantine bae. So we did. So we quarantined together and then we started doing everything like what couples would do. So we started watching movies together. We cooked meals together. We did everything that couples do. Mm-hmm. Just no strings attached. Everything was going pretty well, but I think I caught a little bit of feelings for Ellis, and I think I want to be his girlfriend. So I brought it up one night, and he didn't say anything. So I wasn't sure if, like, maybe he just didn't hear me, or, like, maybe he needed to think about it, because, like I said, in the beginning, we said no strings attached. So then I just decided to bring it up, like, a couple days later. I brought it up again, and he, like, totally changed the subject. I don't know. I mean, we've been friends for so long, and this whole time it's been really, really great. And so I think we would work well together. Mm-hmm. But I think I owe it to myself to know like whether or not this could be something more. And I guess if Ellis says that he doesn't want that, then I don't want to be a quarantine bae anymore.
Does that mean like you just don't want to be friends altogether?
I mean, if I want to be friends again, it's going to take time just because we've gone through kind of a lot within this quarantine situation.
Well, you know, so many movies have been made about this, and it's really scary when you're that vulnerable, especially with someone that you've been friends with forever, and you would hope that, hey, I'm throwing some signs out to you,
right.
And then they don't get it because, listen, guys don't get it.
They don't.
They need some help.
You gotta spell it out.
That's right. Okay, so that's very clear to us, again, that, you know, he's basically one of your besties. You've been friends forever. You guys, like, literally have lived together during this quarantine time, and you really wish to move this into a more of a relationship. But if he says no, it's going to need some time to yourself. Is that what you're saying? Until you're able to? Okay.
Yeah.
Be back with him. Yeah. All right. Well, we'll play a song when we get back. We'll help you to break the bad news with Amy and Ellis with Matt Towns 93.1 Jams. It's Chris in the Morning Rush.
Chris in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams.
Matt Towns 93.1 Jams. Chris in the Morning Rush. Let's get to it. It's Breaking Bad News.
Yep. So we've got Amy calling. She's calling to break bad news to her really good friend, Ellis. So, you know, they've been friends for a long time, but they've never been romantically involved. And once quarantine hit, they made a pact together and they said, hey, why don't we quarantine together with no strings attached? So they pretty much did everything that couples do. Cook together. They watched movies together and they did everything else together. So, you know, it looks like Amy's caught some feelings. And so she's brought it up. He's avoided it, so she needs some help. So she's calling to break the bad news. If this doesn't turn into something, she doesn't want to be the quarantine bae anymore.
She done.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Miss Amy, this is what we're going to do. We're going to mute our line. You'll be able to hear us, of course, in your phone, but Ellis will not, and then we'll eventually chime in to help you, okay?
Okay.
All right, good luck to you.
Good luck.
Hey, QB.
Hey, what's up?
What's up? How are you?
Fine. What's going on?
Why do you sound like that?
I'm on the computer.
Oh, okay. Well, so I want to talk to you about something.
What's up?
Well, I brought it up a couple days ago, and, like, you just didn't say anything to me. You changed the subject. So I just want to bring it up again and really get your feelings and your thoughts about it. So I know we've been, like, quarantining together and doing everything that couples do. So I want this to be a little bit more than just a quarantine thing. And I want to know your thoughts on that.
Oh,
wow.
Is this like about the dishes and stuff? Like,
Amy, we're going to help a girl. Uh-huh. See, they need help.
They
Hi,
do.
Good morning. Is this Ellis?
Yeah, this is Ellis.
Hi. Well, you sound very cute, by the way, Ellis. Yeah. This is two other women that happen not to be Amy, although she is absolutely gorgeous, like the best girl you could ever have in your life. You're mm-hmm. so lucky.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, she's cool.
She's cool, right? Like, that's what we thought. Mm-hmm. And, like, she's super hot, right? That's what we thought, too.
Yeah, she's cool.
Yeah. All right. I mean, and let's be honest, we're super jealous the way her figure is. I mean, we've seen her in bikinis.
Yep.
I mean, literally, she's the best thing around, right?
Yeah, beautiful girl.
Okay, great. I'm glad we got that covered because this is Kristen and Tracy from Madtown's 931 Jams, Kristen in the Morning Rush. And Ellis, even though you said all those wonderful things, you are on Breaking Bad News. And we're here to break the bad news to you is that, yes, indeed, Amy absolutely adores being friends with you. You guys have so much in common. And you know what? You've just been spending your life together each and every day. And why not make that into something more than being like, hey buddy, I'll see you later,
right?
More like, hey honey, how you doing? Right. kiss. What do you have to say about that?
Yeah, I mean, I think things are going great the way they are. I mean, we talked about this kind of before this whole thing started, and we're just keeping it casual. And mm-hmm. I mean, everyone's kind of going crazy right now, so we're just not going to jump into anything too intense.
I mean, why wait, dude?
Yeah.
COVID has been going on for so long. People are just itching and scratching to do something fun. And why not do it with each other?
That's right.
I mean, we are.
Not really.
Doing it with each other.
Not really.
like official.
Yeah.
Make it official.
Yeah.
Oh, Ellis, I want to be your girlfriend.
Oh, there it is. Oh, that's so yay.
Yay.
Okay.
Oh.
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, it's just like a lot to think about. Like, I just thought everything was going fine. Oh. I just didn't think we needed like that label on it, because that's when everything starts to get messed up and sticky and messy. And
sure,
why like ruin something that's going so well?
How about this? Because we totally get that. That's a lot to take on right now, especially when you're on the phone around millions of people.
Yeah, seriously.
Right. So you can say, what's up, Madtown? We'll take this off the phone and then you guys can figure it out. But I mean, are you open to it, though, to discussing this with her?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely like her.
There it is.
I definitely like you. But it's just a lot. Yeah. Well, we could talk about it.
Okay, good.
All right.
Well, you guys can go hang out at each other's apartment and I don't know, have a glass of wine and a massage and talk about it.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Oh. Ooh, ooh, ooh. She snaps in a twirl.